With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell announcing yesterday that the Fed is cutting its key interest rate by a quarter point.
With today's action, we have lowered our policy rate by a full percentage point from its peak, and our policy stance is now significantly less restrictive. We can therefore be more cautious as we consider further adjustments to our policy rate.
The Federal Reserve now envisions two rate cuts next year, not the four they predicted back in September. Also on SRNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump says he has problems with the continuing resolution worked out by congressional leaders to fund the government through March 14th of next year.
Some Senate leaders struck a deal that would have kept the government funded into March and avoided a shutdown set to begin Friday. Trump rejected the measure as full of giveaways to Democrats, and Elon Musk had whipped up outrage on social media, writing "Kill the Bill" on X and threatening primary challenges against anyone who voted for it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Israel launched two waves of airstrikes on Yemen overnight. Its military acknowledging carrying out the strikes on three ports in Yemen and energy sites in Sana'a, saying it was targeting infrastructure used by the Houthi rebels to stage their attacks in the Red Sea. Police say the shooter who killed a student and teacher at a religious school in Wisconsin this week brought two guns to the school. The 15-year-old girl also was in contact with a man in California who authorities say was planning to attack a government building. The International Brotherhood of Teamsters says workers at seven Amazon facilities are beginning a strike this morning. The union says the workers are joining the picket line after Amazon ignored a December 15th deadline the union set for contract negotiations. This is SRN News. Something new at the annual Fashion Awards in London.
American Alex Consani has been named Model of the Year. It's a prize most often won by women, though male models are also eligible. But Consani is something else, a man who is living as a woman. He becomes the first transgender model to take the prize. Earlier this year, he became the first transgender model to appear on a show for Victoria's Secret, a company that sells women's undergarments. He has also appeared for Chanel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A state judge in Montana has temporarily blocked policies that prevented transgender people from changing the sex designation on their birth certificates and driver's licenses. District Judge Mike Menahan issued his order to put the rule on hold while a lawsuit moves through the courts. The state says that since the gender is binary, the alteration of documents will put misinformation into the Montana record system. This is SRN News. Federal regulators are retreating from a massive airbag recall.
U.S. safety regulators have backed away from seeking a recall of nearly 50 million airbag inflators thought to be at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel into drivers and passengers. Regulators now say they will continue to investigate after the auto industry raised questions about whether all of the inflators are defective. The auto industry pointed to technical and engineering differences between ARC inflators and vehicles made by different manufacturers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has determined that more investigation is warranted. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The number of people killed and missing remains unclear 2 days after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 195 points. More details at SRNnews.com.